Chapel Roan mercilessly mocked after her security makes Jude Law's 11-year-old daughter cry. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 23, 2026. Social media users mercilessly mocked and shamed pop star Chapel Roan amid allegations that her security guard confronted a mother and her 11-year-old daughter and accused the child of harassing the singer because she walked past her table and smiled at a restaurant in Brazil. Rio de Janeiro Mayor Eduardo Cavalieri banned Roan from performing in his city. In response to Italian-Brazilian professional soccer player Jorginho accusing the Pink Pony Club singer of sending her security guard to intimidate his 11-year-old stepdaughter for admiring her, Jorginho said Roan's staff left the young fan, who is actor Jude Law's daughter, extremely shaken and in tears. Roan, who is known for complaining about fans who praise her in public, responded to backlash by claiming the man was not her personal security guard and had acted on his own. Social media users, however, did not believe Roan's narrative and took to X to ruthlessly mock and shame the singer. My daughter only looked at a picture of Chappelle Roan in a magazine. The next thing I knew, a massive security guy appeared, picked her up and threw her through a plate glass window, wheelchair and all, one X user quipped. Anyone buying Chappelle Roan's obvious BS excuse that it wasn't her security team has brain rot, another asserted, adding that the child's mother, the parent raising her, and her biological father are all far more famous and relevant than Roan ever will be. The mother is Irish, a famous singer there. The father is English, a world-famous actor. The stepfather is Brazilian naturalized Italian, plays for Flamengo and the Italian national team, a third wrote in Portuguese. Her team liked this when they found out, the ex-user added, including a video clip showing a man with his hand over his face, expressing apparent exhaustion, frustration, or disbelief. Watch below. Another shared a still shot from an infamous scene in HBO's Game of Thrones, where Jaime Lannister throws a young Bran Stark out of a tower. Bran Stark going to ask for an autograph from Chappelle Roan, the ex-user wrote in the caption of the post. Watch below. Chappelle Roan put my daughter into a horrifically large sock and repeatedly slammed her as hard as she could into the countertop, another joked. Another shared a video of a woman appearing to ignore a man kidnapping a child, captioning it, Chappelle Roan and her security guard. Watch below. Chappelle Roan has to be the most unlikable celebrity in history, another ex-user opined. Another shared a clip of an iconic dropkicking scene from the 2002 film Austin Powers and Gold Member, alongside the caption, Chappelle Roan when a child smiles at her from across the breakfast buffet. Watch below. One ex-user remarked, what fascinates me about Chappelle Roan is that it only took her being famous for like 5 minutes to turn into a diva so unlikable. Notably, the singer's rise to fame is relatively new, largely occurring in 2023 and 2024. Chappelle Roan's security team when the fans line up for autographs, another wrote, sharing a video of a character committing a mass shooting in a video game. Watch below. Oh, so it was Chappelle Roan who brutally murdered baby Egan and little Rainus, another said. Chappelle Roan on the Titanic lifeboats, another ex-user reacted, posting a video of a woman pushing a child into a pool. Watch below. Meanwhile, one ex-user chose to share an alleged anecdote that involved seeing Roan in a grocery store, recalling, I told her how cool it was to meet her in person, but I didn't want to be a douche and bother her and ask her for photos or anything. She said, oh, like you're doing now? I was taken aback, and all I could say was huh? But she kept cutting me off and going huh? 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 And closing her hand shut in front of my face, the ex-user added. I walked away and continued with my shopping, and I heard her chuckle as I walked off. Watch below. Watch below. Another commented, as someone who now lives in an area where a lot of celebrities live, let me tell you that folks who talk about their experiences with random encounters with celebrities are generally not lying. Chappelle Roan is a horrible person. Period, the ex-user added. Another ex-user posted a video showing a woman rapidly firing a rifle, captioning it, little kid, my favorite animal is a fish. Chappelle Roan. Watch below. A slew of others slammed Roan for her response to the allegations, in which the singer claims she does not hate children and that she was sorry if the mother and daughter felt uncomfortable. That makes me really sad, the good luck, babe, singer said in her video with a smile. When you gotta pretend to be sad for something you don't give a shit about. One ex-user commented, sharing a screenshot from Roan's video response. The fact she's made this video laying down looking like she doesn't give a fck was enough for me to know she did it, another reacted. If you're sorry, sit up, speak properly and apologize with some respect, a third advised. Lying down and recording a video like you don't care is not an apology. The body language says everything. This felt fake and entitled. Another ex-user likened Roan's response to when I used to call out of work and I was in fact not sick. You can tell she's holding back a smile too, another said, adding, it's so obvious. Her face says it all, another ex-user echoed. Nonverbal language doesn't lie. Sorry Chapel, I can't defend you on this one. The jokes keep writing themselves, another disclosed. Watch below. This bitch never takes personal responsibility for her behavior and her team and those she surrounds herself with. Another wrote in reaction to Roan's response, adding, just apologize and stop being such a miserable, unlikable bitch to people in public. As a former 11-year-old I do not forgive you, another ex-user declared. Another called Roan as insufferable and self-important, asking, who treats their fans this way? Of course she denies all of it, the ex-user added. In truth, she tries to sell herself as some sort of social justice warrior saving future pop singers when in reality she is a rude a-hole. Many other social media users shared a clip of Roan pointing at someone filming her, at which point a security guard also points toward the camera, appearing as though he is about to confront the fan recording. Yeah, she 100% did it, one ex-user asserted in reaction to the clip. Watch below. It was her security 1000% and she sent him over, another echoed. There's no way you can have the slightest doubt that it was her who sent the security guard, another agreed. They really want people to believe that some random security guard not connected to her or the hotel now was in this place and just decided to harass a child, another said. Here's what I have to say from my experience working in a hotel. Hotel security doesn't mess with guests or kids in any way. They know the kind of mess that would stir up, an ex-user based in Brazil announced. Adding, artist security is usually a total pain. Others reacted to Roan by recirculated a video of pop star Katy Perry once saying that celebrities who refuse to sign autographs for fans don't deserve to be in the position they're in. Adding, the reason why I exist is because of those people. Watch below. Another ex-user described Roan as someone who wants the money, the views, and the engagement that fans provide, but doesn't want the contact, the affection, and the attention that fans also demand. She wants just numbers, not human beings. Others suggested that the Red Wine Supernova singer's behavior is effectively killing off her fans. Imagine if that happened to a girl, daughter of wealthy people. What it would do to girls with fewer resources. Another said, adding, good thing they're canceling her. One ex-user roasted Roan's fans trying to defend the singer. Suggesting, her fans really think Jorginho woke up this morning and was like, I'm bored, let me lie on Chapel Roan. Another also poked fun at the pop star's fans, quipping, this whole encounter is mainly just showing me that Chapel Roan's stans aren't shit. A Swiftie would have had a 6-hour Jorginho fail comp on here by now. Me liking every Chapel Roan hate tweet, one ex-user wrote, sharing a video of people relentlessly clicking buttons on slot machines in a casino. Watch below. The difference in videos when a person is telling the truth and when someone is lying through her teeth, needing a million cuts to edit the fuck out of it. Lol, another commented, sharing a video of Catherine Harding, the 11-year-old's mother, responding to Roan's claims. In her video, Harding reacted to the feminine Aminon singer insisting that the man who confronted her and her daughter was not her personal security guard. 100%, this security guard was not a security guard of the hotel. That's what I can say. He looks after artists, Harding asserted. I don't know if it was her personal security guard, but he was with her, she continued. Did she send him to do it? I don't know. I would like to hope not. But at the same time, Harding added, you have a responsibility, when you are a celebrity, to make sure that the people that work for you are acting on your behalf. So, would he do that if he didn't have the authority to do so? Watch below. Catherine Harding, ma'am. Can you tell off some people for me? You are so eloquent when you do it, one ex-user reacted. Because if it were my child. Catherine, honey, I could never be demure. You are a gracious woman. After hearing both sides of the story, it's clear who is telling the truth. Another said, adding that Roan needs to take responsibility rather than deflecting the blame. Roan, meanwhile, is known for publicly shaming people for being her fans, calling their public admiration of her weird. In one video, resurfaced by social media users amid the recent allegations against the pop star, Roan can be heard calling out her fans who ask to take photos with her. I'm a random bitch. You're a random bitch, the 28-year-old says in the video. I don't care that this crazy type of behavior comes along with the career field I've chosen. That does not make it okay. That doesn't make it normal. Watch below. I don't give a fuck if you think it's selfish of me to say no to a fan for a photo, Roan adds, calling fans who ask for photos fucking weird. A few weeks ago, the Hot to Go singer made headlines for lecturing a group of photographers and fans waiting outside a restaurant, where she accused them of harassing her and lambasted them for disregarding her boundaries. Watch below. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.